Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Narcissus and Echo, an adaptation of the classic Greek myth written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Corrine and Adam and their family, Kai and Merrick and their family in Indianapolis, Indiana, Zuzu and their family from Queenstown, New Zealand, Theo and his family, Saoirse Malone and her family from Burlington, Vermont, and Beckett and Lorelei and their family from Falls Church, Virginia. Thank you so much, Lorelei, Beckett, Saoirse, Theo, Zuzu, Merrick, Kai, Adam, and Corrine. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite character or scene, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Narcissus and Echo. Once upon a time, in ancient Greece, there was a young man named Narcissus. From the minute he was born, it was clear to everyone that he was no normal baby. The ancient gods of Mount Olympus had gifted him with a beauty beyond measure. He was the cutest baby anyone had ever seen, and his cheeks were nearly perpetually pink from all the pinching. As he got older, he only grew more beautiful. His hair was the gentle tumble of a hidden waterfall over golden stones. His eyes were piercing moons that set sway to the tides of your mind. His smile was pure and bright and radiant, like the hot white sun of a midsummer's day, flooding you with warmth. Yes, young Narcissus was blessed by the gods with beauty. But if you're not careful, even a blessing can turn into a curse. For Narcissus, it started when he was just a teen. People noticed his beauty. They wanted to be married to him. They wanted to be him. They just wanted to be close to him and to make him happy. Unfortunately, all of that positive attention went right to his head. Before long, Narcissus was convinced that not only was he a beautiful, handsome, strapping image of a man, he was the most beautiful, the most handsome, and that he was simply the god's gift to the world. People would ask him to be friends, to walk with them in the woods or play with them at their games, and Narcissus would laugh in their faces. "You want me to play with you?" he would say. "I'm a work of art. And you're just, well, you. Enjoy my beauty from afar, shout your praises, but don't come too close, or else I'll have to see how much uglier you all are, and it will ruin my day." This was, of course, a terribly rude way to behave, but because Narcissus was so incredibly beautiful, he usually managed to get away with it. This is a thing that happens sometimes, and it's not fair. But don't worry, in this case, bad behavior will not be tolerated for long. For Narcissus, it was one long summer when he couldn't get any rest. Everywhere he went, people called out to him.
"Narcissus, marry me!
Narcissus, let me sculpt you!
Narcissus, let me just have a kiss and I can die a happy man!"
On and on they came, and as much as Narcissus loved to be admired, he hated the common people. To him, it was just wildly unfair that he had to look at their average faces while they got to stare at an absolute, one-of-a-kind, genuine work of art. In his mind, he decided a perfect world would be populated by him and him alone, beautiful and perfect, without anyone to bother him. But seeing as that was impossible, Narcissus decided to take a break. One beautiful, sun-drenched day, he packed a bag and hiked away into the forest near Mount Olympus. Out here, there was no one to bother him. There were no average faces to be annoyed by. Deep in the woods, Narcissus could finally be alone with his beautiful self. Or so he thought. In ancient Greece, even in the deep, dark depths of the enchanted woods, there were creatures ready to fall in love. Creatures who looked familiar, but not quite human, and one of them was watching Narcissus already, scrambling from branch to branch after him, nimble as a squirrel. The creature was a nymph, and her name was Echo. Nymphs are spirits of the forest, and they're always curious about human travelers. They were considered very beautiful in their own right, known to stop people in their tracks with just a glance. Echo was even more beautiful than most. She had dappled skin that blushed light pink and dark purple like flowers. Her eyes sparkled like the stars on the seas, and her hair was a wild mass of flowing green. Echo was beautiful, but she had also been cursed by the gods. In punishment for some trouble she had caused for Zeus and his many wives, Echo lost the gift of speech. No more could she sing or tell a story or express how she felt. No more could she laugh or lie or lecture. No, with her curse, all Echo was able to do was repeat back the last few words she heard. So when someone told her to go back to the forest, she would say back, The forest! Magic as she was, cursed as she was, Echo still fell under the spell of Narcissus's beauty. When she saw the man walking through the forest, she fell in love in an instant. Her eyes gleamed and her heart swelled, and then it broke because she wasn't able to call out to him, even though she wanted to. All she could do was creep behind him, flitting from tree to tree, shadowing his steps. "Finally, some peace and quiet," Narcissus said to himself, strolling through the woods. "All these ugly fools, always in my path. It's enough to drive a beautiful man crazy." And from behind him, he heard, "Crazy!" He froze, spinning around in the woods and peering wildly through the trees. "Hey!" he shouted. "Who's there?"
Who's there?
Came Echo's reply. Narcissus narrowed his eyes. "Do you think you're funny? Tell me, who are you?"
Who are you?
"I'm Narcissus, the most handsome man in all of Greece, and I demand that you show yourself."
Show yourself.
Narcissus was about to explode with frustration, but then Echo stepped out of the trees. The forest spirit moved easily as a squirrel. She was as graceful as a summer breeze and as lovely as the first rose of spring.
"A nymph," said Narcissus when he saw her. "I'd heard you were beautiful."
Beautiful!
Echo's heart soared. "But," he continued,
"the beauty of nymphs is both storied and known. I'd had an idea it could rival my own, but now I can see I can make the correction. The beauty of nymphs does not beat my perfection. It isn't your fault, you're just not like me. You're clearly less lovely, I'm sure you'll agree. If not, my dear, you could make an objection. Wait, overruled, you can't deny my perfection. I know I make quite the impression. How thrilling for you to take in my perfection. Oh, tra-la-la-la-la, my eyes, my ears. Tra-la-la-la-la, my nose, my rear. Tra-la-la-la-la, my glowing complexion. Tra-la-la-la-la, it's all perfection."
You're welcome. welcome. Take it all in, take it all in. But just so you know, I came to the woods to escape the mundane. The faces around me all drive me insane. They're average and ugly. You are no exception. I'd like time alone with my pure perfection. Oh, tra-la-la-la-la, my high cheekbones. Tra-la-la-la-la, my balanced hormones. Tra-la-la-la-la, my feet, no question. Tra-la-la-la-la, it's all perfection. Oh, you're still here. Perhaps you didn't hear, or it's beyond comprehension. Please leave me alone, you are not perfection.
Perfection,
Echo whispered.
You wish,
snorted Narcissus in a cruel tone. Echo looked at him again with tears in her eyes, and then turned and ran deeper into the forest. Finally, said Narcissus, a wide smile on his handsome face. Some peace and quiet. Echo ran and ran, the tears flowing and blurring her vision until the nymph was lost and dizzy and miserable. She sank down on the ground and began to sob harder and harder. And her sadness was so great, her heart so broken, that even the gods on top of Mount Olympus heard her cries. Most ignored the sad little nymph, but not Aphrodite. She was the goddess of beauty and love, and the nymphs were her friends. When she heard poor Echo crying, she flew down from the top of Mount Olympus to comfort her. Of course, Echo could only repeat her own words back to her, but Aphrodite used her magic to get the whole story. Listen, Echo, it is not okay for any man to treat you like that, especially not someone as stuck up and arrogant as Narcissus. I don't care how pretty he says he is, there is nothing uglier than unkindness. So in my book, he's hideous.
Hideous,
Echo said back, smiling a little now as her tears began to slow. I'll tell you what, I think it's time for Narcissus to learn a lesson. And I think I know just how to teach it. I'm going to use his own worst quality against him. His pride. Off she went. Aphrodite found the beautiful young man in the woods, and, staying hidden, she coaxed the flowers to bloom in certain spots. A rose here, a tulip there, and soon there was a beautiful carpet leading deeper into the forest.
Ah, look at this, said Narcissus. A beautiful path for a beautiful man. I think I'll follow it.
He walked along the path, Aphrodite leading him with clever blooms. Soon, the goddess led the foolish young man to a beautiful clearing. The trees arched overhead like a cathedral ceiling. The ground was a deep moss as soft as piled carpets. And, best of all, right in the center, there was a silvery pool of water. It wasn't deep enough to swim, but it was so bright and clear, it worked perfectly as a mirror. And there, for the first time, Narcissus saw his own reflection in perfect detail.
By the gods, he said. I'm even more beautiful than I thought. Everyone who has ever seen me is lucky and can die happy. What could ever be better than this view right here? Oh.
On and on he went, staring at himself in the water. Aphrodite smiled. That'll do it, she said, pleased with herself. The trap was set and her work was done. With a wink, she disappeared back to the top of Mount Olympus.
Oh, who is that handsome man in the water?
Narcissus went on.
Me? Oh, you're too kind. Look at that hair, those cheekbones. Has anyone ever seen such a perfect specimen? Gorgeous!
The day passed in slow, sunny hours, and still Narcissus sat by the pool, enchanted by his own reflection.
Night fell, and the moon rose, and still he stayed, admiring his eyes and complimenting his complexion. Day and night and day and night, and Narcissus never left the pool. He was hungry, but he couldn't bear to look away. He was thirsty, but he couldn't stand the sight of anything but himself. His vanity had grown so deep that all he wanted to do was look at his own reflection, even if that meant he'd waste away. When Aphrodite came back to check on him weeks later, she found Narcissus a shrunken, skinny thing, yet still perfectly beautiful, at least in his own eyes. "Ooh, hey, Narcissus," she said to him gently, appearing in the shape of a normal woman. "You really can't stay here any longer. You will definitely starve." "How can I starve when I'm full of such beauty?" he snapped back. "Leave me to my reflection. It's the only thing worth looking at."
"Okay, if you say so."
Aphrodite sighed. She had set her trap, but even she hadn't dreamed it would work so well. Poor Echo had her revenge, but the goddess couldn't let Narcissus die staring at himself in the water. But he wouldn't leave. So Aphrodite gave him a final gift. Instead of wasting away into nothing, Narcissus slowly changed. The grass grew around him, the silver water of the pool nourished him, and slowly, a day at a time, Narcissus became one with nature. In the end, the vain young man turned into a patch of flowers, white and yellow, beautiful as the sun shining through the morning clouds. They were as beautiful as Narcissus himself, and they quickly spread across the world. Actually, you might have seen them around. These days, we call them daffodils. And Echo? Well, she got her revenge, but her curse still lingers. When you find yourself in the lost and wild places of the world, shout as loud as you can. There's a chance you'll hear her talking back to you. An echo on the breeze. The end. Today's story, Narcissus and Echo, was an adaptation of a classic Greek myth written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with an original song also by me. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.